Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca Tagg, and this is session 82. Today, we're going to talk about an upcoming challenge that we have at Del Mar that starts in February that we do every February, and we also do it in July, and it's our self-care challenge. And our one for February, we call the Love Yourself, Treat Yourself Challenge. And so I thought that I would share a little bit with you all about why we have this challenge and to describe a little bit about what we do so that if it's something that you're interested in, you can either participate as an individual with us virtually, or you could adapt it and potentially share it and implement within your organization to help emphasize self-care. So first, I think is helpful to talk about what is self-care. And self-care is really any behavior or any activity that we do intentionally that is aimed at increasing our health or wellness across different domains of health and wellness. So a lot of times people think of physical health and wellness, which is valid, right? So self-care might be going to the gym. Or it might be meal prepping so that you have good, healthy food to eat for the week. So that might be self-care for physical. It also might be uncomfortable in the moment, right? So it's wellness is a goal or is a value, not a goal necessarily, because when are you healthy enough or well enough, right? It's a direction that we're moving. And so in order to move towards that longer term value of wellness, it might be momentarily uncomfortable, like not sitting on the couch to watch the next episode of The Office in favor of getting up and meal prepping. So cutting up some veggies or something so that I have food to snack on that's healthy during the week. Or maybe it's even eating the healthier, less, you know, yummy food, right? So I love French fries and it is harder for me to eat vegetables maybe as a snack in that moment than going and grabbing that immediate gratification of French fries. So that's one example of wellness or physical wellness, but there's lots of others like financial wellness, right? So self-care could be choosing to not get that new purse because while that would feel good in the moment, financial wellness, you want to be saving up for an electronic health record or to bring on a new employee or to pay down your student loans. And so purchasing that bag in that moment might feel good, but may not actually be self-care because it may move you further away from that longer-term value or a longer-term goal. So spiritual wellness is another area of wellness. Social health, emotional health, right? So it might be going to therapy, and yet in that moment, therapy might be uncomfortable. We're talking about hard things, and it's moving me towards, in the longer run, more health and wellness. So there's a variety of different domains of health and wellness, and self-care, again, is intentionally engaging in any behavior that is going to move you closer to health and wellness, right? And so why is that important? Well, because we cannot serve from an empty vessel, and we are all serving, whether it's in our occupation, so as behavior analysts, as mental health clinicians, as speech pathologists, as RBTs, whatever our role is, maybe as an HR person, as a manager, you are taking care of others. But also because a lot of us are providing care in our personal lives, right? So maybe we're a wife or a mom, a sister, a friend, a dog mom, right? We are taking care of others in a variety of our roles. And we cannot serve others when we are empty. And so part of being a good parent or a good supervisor or a good wife is making sure that I am healthy and well. And engaging in self-care behaviors regularly helps ensure that I stay as healthy and well as possible. So self-care is super important, because if we are what is helping people, other people be healthy and well, we need to be healthy and well. And it's also modeling for others how to be healthy and well. So I think it's also important to talk about that self-care is function over topography, right? So that purse example is actually a fairly recent example for me. There's this bag that I really, well, sort of a bag that I really like, and I wanted to get it, but I was super worried about spending money, because my husband and I have some financial goals that we're working towards. And so I thought, you know, gosh, is buying this purse gonna be great in the immediate term, or is it going to be great in the longer term? And so for me, I actually tend to struggle more with buying things for myself. So I will not buy things for myself because I'm worried about spending money, even if we don't have to be worried to the extent that I'm worried, right? So topographically, purchasing the bag for me was self-care. It was actually immediately uncomfortable, because I feel I'm still working on feeling more comfortable prioritizing my needs, particularly needs that are wants and maybe not needs, right? So I don't need a new bag necessarily. And yet for somebody else, that same bag purchasing behavior could not be self-care, because perhaps they're more like the example I gave, where there's a person who is struggling to better budget their money and is trying to save up for a larger purchase or to move towards financial wellness. And maybe even a better relationship with money is another way to say financial wellness, right? It's not just about having the most money, but about having a better relationship with money. And so for them, maybe purchasing that bag would have been a maladaptive behavior, because perhaps the function there would have been them engaging in this maladaptive pattern of behavior, which is overspending on items they want instead of saving for this bigger long-term goal. Whereas for me, I sort of struggle in the opposite end, that I don't really purchase things that I want because I over worry about money, or I am still, again, working on that relationship with money. Whereas I deserve to have splurges sometimes, just like I encourage everyone else to. And so remember, it's that function over topography, just like we do with our kiddos. So don't just look at the topography of behavior, but rather, why are you doing it? And is it moving you closer to your value? Another example that I talk about a lot is wine. People make a lot of jokes about they can't wait to get home after a rough day and have wine, and that's self-care. And for some people, it might be, right? Maybe you really enjoy wine, or it's a bottle of wine that you and your partner got while you and she were out at a vineyard. And so drinking it together reminds you both of this great time you had together. That might be self-care. The flip side is topography of drinking wine might be escape, right? It might be a maladaptive behavior rooted in the function of escape or avoidance from the discomfort of your life, right? Or how you're managing work, or instead of working through some of those emotions, we're trying to escape them through drinking wine. That is not self-care. That's potentially alcohol use and abuse. And again, the topography of the behavior can be the same across people, and it can serve very different functions. So when we're talking about self-care, we really want to keep looking at that function for each of us, right? It's individualized. So back to our self-care challenge. So we do it in February for a couple different reasons. February tends to be a month when we focus on relationships because of Valentine's Day. And we are here in southeastern North Carolina near Camp Lejeune, and we employ a variety of military spouses. A variety, that makes it sound like a pack of cereal. We are fortunate enough to employ many military spouses, and sometimes their partner is deployed or at a workup or a training or isn't around during Valentine's Day. And so sometimes this big focus on your relationship with your significant other can be even harder when your significant other is away. And so that's one piece. The other piece is not everybody's in a relationship, and you are not less valuable of a human if you're not in a relationship. And again, that big focus on relationships with others around Valentine's Day can be triggering or difficult for others. And then last, because the relationship that we have with ourselves is one of the most important and most long-lasting relationships that we have. And so I think it's kind of nice to focus on our relationship with self as a relationship that's deserving of nurturing and intentional love and kind of all of those great love stuff that goes along with Valentine's Day, not just our relationship with others. So that's why we do the Love Yourself, Treat Yourself Challenge in February. And the way that it works, or the way that we've chosen to implement it, is I create a calendar for the entire month where each day there's a different self-care behavior. And it spans the different domains of self-care, or of wellness. So maybe spiritual, financial, social, emotional, physical, intellectual, occupational, right? So all these different areas, I try to hit as many as I can and that I can think of, right? Because I am limited only by my imagination. And I come up with a different activity for each of the days. So some of the examples from this year, one day says, focus on hydration. Notice how much you drink and how you feel. Drink one more cup than usual if that feels right for you. Another one says, unsubscribe from some organizations that email you frequently and that you usually delete without reading. Right? Emails can be overwhelming. And so decreasing the amount of junk or spam that comes to us can be a way to take care of ourselves. Watch an inspirational TED Talk, one that makes you feel good, motivated, confident, or passionate. Check your credit score. Is it where you thought it would be? Is there accurate? Is there anything to follow up on, right? So that's just a small sample of the different activities. There also is a big activity that kind of spans throughout the month. And it's in the beginning of the month, we really encourage you to think about one big goal for the month. Think about, it's going to be hard, right? So don't pick the easiest thing. Pick something that's a little bit hard. Maybe something you've been thinking about doing, but you're unsure of. And then there's a couple different days throughout the month where you are encouraged to reflect on that big goal. You don't have to do it today or on that day, but to just think about it. What would it be like to do that behavior? What are the pros and cons? What are you worried about that might happen if you engage in that behavior? And all of that culminates with, spoiler alert, at the end of the month, we encourage you to do the big thing for the month. And then hopefully you'll be basking in the glow of that after it's done and kind of reflecting on that process of stages of change, right? Thinking about, contemplating, wanting to do something, planning to do it, imagining what it would be like to do it, and then finally doing it and then feeling good, right? That can be definitely self-care. So we have the calendar for each day. This is also optional. I think it's important to be clear there too, that it's nothing that anyone has to participate in at Del Mar. Wellness is one of our values organizationally as well as for me personally. And so we encourage them to, again, it's up to them. So each day that they participate in the activity, they tell one of three identified staff members, and they don't have to share what they did or how they did it. They just go up. Let's say Vanessa is one of the staff members in charge of giving out the tickets. And so I'm an employee, and it was the check your credit score one. So I go up to Vanessa and I say, hey, Vanessa, I engaged in the self-care challenge for yesterday. I wanted to get my ticket. And so then Vanessa says, okay. And she tells you to write your name on a slip of paper and put it in the, in like a jar that we have. It's like the self-care bucket. And every time you engage in one of the behaviors that's part of the self-care challenge, you get to put your name in the bucket. And then we have three random drawings throughout the month for different reinforcing items or activities that are in mystery envelopes that if your name is pulled out, you get to pick it. So obviously, the more you participate in the challenge, the more tickets you're getting, and the more chances you have to win one of the items. Hopefully, it's also a secondary bonus to the fact of engaging in different self-care behaviors that are also hopefully moving you closer towards health and wellness, or even just thinking about your own health and wellness and prioritizing it as much as you prioritize that of those around us. And so we kind of do this for the month. We talk about it during our education event, which is our monthly staff education event. Those who choose to participate also get to log points in our bonus card for participating in this sort of community challenge. And again, the hope is that this is a organized, orchestrated, concerted, overt effort to talk about how important it is to take care of ourselves in all these different areas of life, because only when we are healthy and well are we able to help others, whether it's in direct sessions with clients, talking with parents, supervising RBTs, or even being a good sister, a good mother, a good friend, right? We need to have our cup full enough that we can pour into others' cups from our own. And we can't do that when it's empty. So in the spirit of self-care, time is a valuable resource. And so I'm going to close today's episode with a reminder that we'd love to have you participate with us virtually. If you choose to participate, you can download the calendar for free here at the link for this podcast. And I'll also post it in the ABA Business Builders Facebook group for those who participate there. And I'd love to hear how you guys implement it, or how you implement it individually, and what you notice throughout the month or at the end of the month. So again, as always, time is our most valuable resource because it's so limited. So I appreciate those of you who've chosen to spend the last 20 minutes with me here on the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm always open to feedback. Whether you like something, you don't like something, whether you have a suggestion, or whether you want to come on and talk about something that's important to you, I welcome that. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.